The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com. We are the only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week network with news that you can use in the financial world. And returning to us is a company that's been with us before. It's been a couple of years, and they've decided to come back with us. The company is called CellSci. The website is cell-sci.com. They're a biotechnology company, which was formed in 1983. Now, CellSci is involved in the research and development of immunotherapy products for the treatment of cancer, autoimmune, and infectious diseases. Our very special guest is the director and chief executive officer, Geert Kersten, who has served in this current leadership role at CellSci since 1985. Geert, welcome back to the program. It's so good to have you on again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to meet with you again.
It's great to have you back on. You know, CellSci has been a pioneer in the immunotherapy space for gosh knows many, many years, and for our listeners who are new to the story, what is the core mission of the company, and what sets your approach apart from traditional cancer treatments?
Well, if I look back, we picked on the hardest of all. So let's take a step back. Most of us know people who've had cancer, and unless it's really early on, you're going to use a combination of surgery and radiation, chemo, all those horrible treatments that we want to avoid, but people are willing to take them because they want to live. Then when you're done with the treatments, the doctor says, I think I got it all. Right? Famous last words.
Right. I think.
Then, yes. Exactly. Because, you know, again, it's like everything in the stock market, everything else in life, it's the things you cannot see, the black swans, they call them,
right,
that suddenly get you.
Right.
Well, if you cannot see the cancer cells, you can't remove them. So I think I got it all. Well, that's the problem, because in so many cases, you didn't get it all. And what comes back, we all know it, just don't want to express it clearly. What comes back is the nastiest Navy SEALs of cancer cells, and then generally treatments at best give the patient some extra time, but they don't save you.
Yeah.
Right? So think about it. If I want to save people, I have to make the first treatment more successful. How many companies do you know who try to do this?
I don't think I know anybody.
Well, that's the key, you see. But I want my life. So you're going to make money. You're going to make lots of money if you help cancer patients. That's no question. So you don't have to worry about money. I want my life to be worth something where I'm lying on my deathbed and I say, wow, I created something that really made a difference. So let me take a step back. If surgery, radiation, and chemo, which have different mechanisms of actions, cannot eliminate everything, then we have to add something. It's like your car is stuck in the snow and three people are pushing. They can't get it out. A fourth person comes along. Can you help us, buddy? And yes, that's the idea. But because the existing treatments are so toxic, you can't add toxicity. Well, how many cancer drugs are out there that are not toxic? Already difficult. Then so in our case, we're saying the immune system needs to be involved, right? Because we're all taking vitamins, we try to sleep enough, we try to eat well. Why? Because we're trying to stay healthy and keep the immune system going. But in cancer, we do the opposite. We destroy it. Surgery is immunosuppressive, radiation, chemo destroying the immune system. And then afterwards, we try to use an immunotherapy drug to save you? Really? It's turned upside down. You should be using your immune-boosting drug before you destroy the immune system. So everybody by now, but 10 years ago, by the way, people told me I was stupid. I didn't know. But now everybody agrees. However, others cannot do what they're doing because it's clear, and this is important for anyone who listens. If someone in your family or friends or family has a serious cancer, like a stage 3 or 4 cancer, do not delay your surgery. Because it's clear that if you delay surgery, your survival outcome will be worse. That means that we only have 3 weeks to treat with our immune-boosting drug. So you're diagnosed. Let's say you go to the dentist. They should be wrapping gauze around your tongue, pulling it out, looking for cancers. That's what we're treating. They're nasty. They cut your tongue out. They saw through your voice. It's a horrible surgery. Some of these surgeries are 15, 16 hours, multiple teams. And high rate of recurrence. And so we only have 3 weeks. What cancer drug do you know that works in 3 weeks, right? They generally take months and months.
Right.
So therefore, if you put all of this together, we're basically the only one that works.
Wow.
Then what you do is you start with one cancer, and we pick head and neck cancer because it's such a miserable one. You have no one in this for these newly diagnosed patients has improved survival. And we think it's 1958. That's what FDA told us. So it's a long, long time either way, right? And we have massive survival benefit, huge. We're talking like 5 year, 73% people living versus 45%. I think it's clear you want to be in the 73%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you take it into other cancers. So we're working right now with one of the major U.S. institutions on a study. It's not sure yet, but we're talking about breast cancer and we're talking about melanoma. But because the idea is the same. It doesn't matter what cancer.
Right.
You have to make the first cancer treatment more successful. You cannot add more toxicity. And in fact, this product is non-toxic. It works with your body.
It's really amazing. Let me give out some information here. Again, folks, the website, if you want to follow along with us, cel-sci.com. That's cel-sci.com. They're listed on the New York Stock Exchange at CVM. That's Charlie Victor Mike, CVM on the New York Stock Exchange. Gear, most oncology innovations focused on late stage or post-surgery interventions. Now, CelSci takes a contrarian approach by treating patients before they receive standard therapies like surgery or radiation. Now, why is that specific window of time so critical for the immune system?
Well, just think about it. Hopefully you're fine. So right now your body has about 3 billion immune cells running around doing their thing.
Right.
So there's an important thought. Okay, well, if that's the case, then how do I get cancer in the first place? Aha. The cancer is like a terrorist. So we have plenty of police to take out a bunch of terrorists. What we lack is the information, where we can find them, and what they look like. That's what our drug contributes. It helps your immune system when it's still intact with those 3 billion immune cells, which is before surgery, radiation, chemo. It helps your immune system realize that there's a tumor. Let's say you have a tumor in your tongue. We're going to cut your tongue out. It's horrible. And we give our drug, and now these 3 billion immune cells in your body realize that there's a tumor. And we even have some people who have complete elimination of a tumor in 3 weeks.
That's unheard of.
And by the way, it takes 3 weeks to make immune cells, right?
Right.
So what it means is we're activating the ones that are already in your body because there's not enough time to make new T cells. You have the power in your body. We just need to help the body realize there's a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's non-toxic.
Wow. This, I'm amazed at this technology. Now, your primary focus has been on advanced primary head and neck cancer. Why has the specific indication seen so little therapeutic innovation over the last few decades? And what does a successful new option mean for all these patients?
So head and neck cancer is the sixth biggest cancer, right? It's
right.
Let's say in your mouth, in your throat, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Even when it's tiny, it sheds early on to the lymph nodes.
Yeah.
The moment you have lymph node involvement, things are very, very bad.
Right.
So they cut, and then they add radiation, and then in some cases they add chemotherapy because they know it's such a nasty cancer. But they haven't been able to improve the survival.
Right.
So yeah, it's a clear unmet. And when we met with FDA and other regulators, they all said, don't bother telling us it's an unmet need. We know it's a horrible cancer, okay? So no one questions that. So if you show that you can help people and particularly increase survival, but you have to remember, most cancer drugs do not really improve your survival. They have some other benefit. Maybe they delay your symptoms, but you still die at the same time, etc. Ours has been shown in part of the people. We know exactly where it works, which is the purpose of a study, right? Let's say the people on the left, we know they have huge benefit. The people on the right, it doesn't work. So what we've shown is that these people on the left have massive survival benefit, which is literally the, not even gold, but it's the platinum standard of drug approval, right? What everybody's looking for. And but no one else has been able to do that. Every drug, I mean, so I can tell you, in the last 5 years, Merck, Bristol Myers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, one after another, after another, after another, tried and failed to show any survival benefit.
Wow.
It's a nasty cancer. We have shown the benefit. But then what you do is you say, okay, well, if I have breast cancer, and obviously we have to show it applies there too, why should I cut my breast off? Maybe I should use 3 weeks of this drug and see what it helps. Because what we've also shown is that, so let's say your tumor doesn't completely disappear, because 3 weeks is really short. Let's say it shrinks. So we have shown data that if your tumor shrinks more than 30%, then with unbelievably good statistics, it's associated with massively improved survival later on. So that's an indicator, a tumor response indicates that you will have much, much better survival. And then we're talking 5 year survival. So I will never call it a cure, but in the medical field, 5 years is considered to be close to a cure. And we have 73% of people alive versus 45% with statistics that are super, super good and far better than you need for an approval. But unfortunately, the government under President Biden changed the rules, and we have to do a confirmatory study of 212 patients.
Unbelievable.
That's why the product's not on the market yet.
Yeah, just really unbelievable, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to forgo all the commercials. We're just going to take a quick one-minute break because this conversation is just very fascinating about this company, CellSci.com. CellSci.com is the website. The ticker symbol is CVM on the New York Stock Exchange. Our very special guest is the director and chief executive officer, Geert Kersten. We'll take a short pause and we will come right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. You're listening to the Internet's only financial talk station with news that you can use. This is WMTS, World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. If you're just tuning in, welcome in, folks. We're speaking with the director and CEO of this very nice company, CellSci, the website, cell-sci.com, the ticker symbol. is CVM on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CVM. And Geir, your lead investigational therapy is multi-kind. And in layman's terms, how does it actually work to prime the body to fight the tumor before a surgeon even begins operation?
Well, I'll make it really simple. Well, the product is a copy of a healthy person's immune system, right? You express cytokines that regulate your immune system, and we made a copy of the average of all of us as healthy individuals. So that cost well over $200 million. We have a manufacturing plant in Baltimore. And by the way, that's very important for approval that we have to have all of that in place. So the only thing we're missing is that one last clinical trial. But basically, it helps your body realize that there's a tumor. It's like telling the police in hotel X, Y, and Z in room 407 is a bunch of terrorists. They're building bombs, and this is what they look like. Right? That's not police going to take these guys out, and that's what we need to do with the body, because the power rests in our own bodies. You're still alive. I'm still alive. Right?
Right. Right. Really amazing. Amazing.
But what you see, there is. Cancer is a business. Mm-hmm. People don't want, so individuals want cancer cures, so to speak, right? We are the closest, let's call 5 years close to a cure, right? So they don't want this good success up front. As individuals, they want it, but corporations don't. The big money is made in the treatment of dying cancer patients, because those people are willing to accept horrifically toxic drugs, because the alternative is death. They're willing to accept ridiculous pricing because the alternative is death. We're trying to present something that will change that, so where more people don't have a recurrence and they're not faced with bankrupting their companies, their families, and a death afterwards. That's where what I want to be known for. And by the way, my team's been with me forever and ever. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make it happen. It's that simple, because we have the data. We just have to redo it, unfortunately, for procedural reasons, in the same kind of people where we already showed that tumors go, where we already showed massive survival benefit in a statistically significant manner. And we know it's non-toxic and safe.
Geir, there's a lot of anticipation around your next clinical steps. Now, can you talk about the upcoming confirmationary registration study by MultiKind, and what are the primary objectives, and what is the timeline for getting this study underway?
So we are right now preparing to start the study. It's 212 patients. Half of them are treated with our drug and standard of care, and the other ones with standard of care. So, and then you compare what kind of tumor responses they have, whether the tumor gets better during the 3-week treatment or not. And then at that point, per the new regulations, you can ask for an accelerated approval. However, you have to wait for 65 people to die to have your final data. Mm. I know many people get upset about that, but that's what is requested of us. I want to make one key point.
Okay.
FDA reviewed all of this. And by saying that, yes, you should do this study, which I didn't like, I wanted to get an approval and then do the study, right? But by saying you should do the study, they must have found that the drug is safe. And they must have found that the drug is sufficiently promising to expose people again. Remember, these are not the dying cancer patients. And dying cancer patients, I mean, just think about it. If someone in your family is dying, you're willing to take them anywhere in the world, expose them to any horrible treatment. But you would never do that with newly diagnosed patients.
Right.
That's what we have here. They're sick, very sick, newly diagnosed patients. So that's probably the best due diligence an investor can have, because FDA reviewed it and cleared that study. And so our goal is to get this done as quickly as possible. I think our company will be re-rated once we are in that study. And in fact, we have a little special angle. Chris, what people may know is AI has been the story of the day. Open the newspaper, front page story, second page, third page. I mean, it's all AI. It seems like the only thing that matters these days. Cancer doesn't seem to matter anymore. And that creates an unbelievable opportunity for an investor. So I don't, it's been harder for me because, you know, when people go into AI, the stock price of biotech companies suffers. Okay. But that's why I bought almost $500,000 worth of our stock last week, because it has become such an interesting risk benefit, because I know we have amazing data. I'm convinced that we can get into that study by late summer or fall. And we have something going on in Saudi Arabia, where we just gained a partner, that may really accelerate our plans.
Very interesting stuff here, folks. Again, if you're contemplating, folks, you need to get off the couch, get a hold of your broker, get a hold of wherever you purchase your investments from. This is a long-term buy and hold situation, folks. If you don't own this company already, I highly suggest this is a great time to invest in this company. The ticker symbol on the New York Stock Exchange is CVM, Charlie Victor Mike. The website is sell-sci.com, sell-sci.com. Again, the ticker symbol CVM, Charlie Victor Mike on the New York Stock Exchange. Buy this company, hold on to it for a long time. It's a great investment. As we get into our final 2.5-3 minutes here, Geert, as CEO, when you look at the horizon for the remainder of this year and into next year, what are the top 2 or 3 operational milestones that you believe will drive the most significant value for your shareholders?
All right. That's super, super simple. We do this 212-patient study and show survival benefit, then based on any other cancer drug that has produced survival benefit, you're talking about a value creation of many billions of dollars. I mean, literally, I've seen valuations between $5 and $25 billion. All right. Why is this so interesting? Particularly interesting right now, why did I jump and buy $500,000 worth of stock last week? And almost $500,000 worth the last few months before, because since all the money's been going into AI, biotech's beaten up. So it's now an even greater delta for the value right now, $20, $25 million. You can do your own math if we're suddenly worth $5 billion or more. So, and we're not taking that long. So this is, so you've got to do this study. Statistically speaking, okay, and this is done by people much smarter than me. They're telling we have a 97% chance of being successful because we're literally just repeating what we've already done before. We know exactly that it works on these patients, but not on the patients on the other side. So it's just for procedural persons. And I was so upset when I heard that because I figured people are dying. Why do I have to go through these procedural things? But anyway, that's what we're doing. That is the most important thing. And what we're doing in Saudi Arabia, which I believe has a good chance, very good chance, of bringing the drug to market there sooner. We've been working on this for a while. We just gained a partner over there, a very, very good company. We're dealing with the government. That is going to help accelerate our study because hopefully we'll be able to sell our drug in Saudi Arabia still before the end of this year. So those two together are the only thing I'm focused on. I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going to do anything crazy. Oh, no, then there's one more thing. I want to show people that Multikine also works on other cancers, breast cancer and melanoma, and we're working on that.
Definitely so, folks. And we're going to pick this conversation up next time. There's a lot of things that we didn't even touch on in today's interview. So make sure and tune in. Go to worldmoneytalkstation.com and you can catch this on. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our very special guest, Geert Kirsten. Geert, thank you so much for joining me, and we look forward to speaking with you next time.
Much appreciated, and have a wonderful day, everybody.
I sure will. Thanks so much. And folks, don't go anywhere. We have more great information coming up next right here at MoneyTalkStation.com. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.